Hello, everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions to Bruce at BruceSalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in sunshine. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. You can tweet me during the show if you want, or anytime. I'm a multitasker. And if you haven't followed me on Facebook, why not? You can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which now has well over 3,000 moms and dads that like us from literally over 35 different countries worldwide. Today's topic is based, as always, on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, but sometimes I do vary it. This week's column is my wife. Excuse me, it's not my wife talks back. That was last week. I am looking at old notes. It is actually Walk a Mile in My Shoes, and it is a true story about your host and his journey through weight gain and how it made me more empathetic to others. Whenever you want to find any of my columns, which are published in newspapers and websites worldwide, over 100 at last count. I did count for a while, but now I can't keep track because the internet is a peculiar animal, as we all know, and it shows up my columns in places that I have no control over, which sometimes annoys me and other times just makes me giggle. There are sponsor slots always open for my show, and if you would like to be a part of this show, which certainly has a great demographic of moms and dads and families, you can reach me at BruceSalen.com or directly at Bruce@BruceSalen.com. Walk a Mile in My Shoes is today's topic. And it is a story about my weight gain, and it taught me a great lesson. But first, let me tell you a little bit about the story. I have been one of those fortunate people that stayed and was able to maintain my weight my whole adult life. I'm a 6 foot tall guy, and I graduated high school weighing a very skinny 165 pounds. Through college, I gained a whopping additional 10 pounds, and I stayed, give or take a few pounds, 175 pounds thereafter, all the way into my middle age, which is somewhere, let's say, between 35 and somewhere in my 50s. We won't reveal that because I just celebrated a birthday, and I don't like the fact that I am getting older, but who does? Until very recently, I was able to maintain that 175 pounds without much effort. Now, anyone that knows me well knows I am a super hyper dude, and I work out almost every day, but I also don't eat very well, and I will gain and lose weight depending on a vacation or a holiday weekend like Thanksgiving or Christmas time, but I could always lose it with the blink of an eye or just dieting a little harder, or working out a little harder. But about a year and a half ago, I had an accident. I had a ski accident. I'm a wild and crazy skier, and I was in the half pipe and I fell. I woke up in a ski gurney, did not know exactly what happened. There was a ski patrolman that was putting his fingers in my face and asking how many. I had no idea where I was. I even was wearing a helmet. So it was a pretty severe injury, as it turned out. I broke a couple bones in my shoulder, dislocated it straight down, which meant I had fallen upside down, and I had some bleeding on my brain. Turns out nothing was that serious. I recovered very quickly. I was back in the gym. I resumed my eating habits, and I started to gain weight. A lot of weight for me. Pretty soon I was tipping the scales at 190, and shortly thereafter I was over 200 pounds. And it's been a year and a half, and I have stayed at over 200 pounds. Now, given my size and given the fact that I now wear all my shirts outside of my pants, you can't really tell. My wife knows, and she has pointed it out repeatedly and has made numerous jokes at my expense, referring to me as Homer Simpson or my belly as a bowling ball or any number of things that if I tried to do that in reverse, I would get completely slammed. It is a totally sexist reversal, but I actually sort of appreciate the way she does it because it's always done with a smile and it's always done with love, yet underlying it is a bit of truth because in a second marriage, she says that I am breaking the deal. She was courted by this relatively svelte 34-inch waisted man, and now I have svelted into something approaching the high 30s. The issue, though, is really not about my weight gain. It's about how we judge others and how that judgment often comes from our own personal experience. And why does it take a personal experience of the same sort that we might have to understand someone else's personal experience? So, for instance, the couple that struggles to conceive and want a child desperately will always have more empathy towards another couple that struggles to have children, where the couple that, you know, looks at each other and gets pregnant doesn't necessarily think about it. People with financial hardships certainly will have more empathy towards others with financial hardships. And of course, in the specific case that I'm talking about, I used to be, not in a mean way, but I would look at people that were overweight and think about, well, just lose it. You know, what's the big deal? Eat less, work out more. And we all know as parents how horribly judgmental and horribly mean kids can be on the playground. Any kid that doesn't look like the other kids, especially those kids that are less good looking by whatever standard that is, or especially those kids that are overweight. Or I know when I was young and wore glasses, the expression four eyes was quite common. And that was a hurtful comment. I didn't even really know what it was. Also, I grew up in an area where being Jewish was not unusual, yet I would get those slurs occasionally. We all know about racial slurs and ethnic slurs. And it got me thinking about the times that I've made judgments about others due to their weight. And again, I've never said anything or made a mean comment, but I've thought it. And I don't think that anymore. I think quite the opposite now. I think, wow, I wonder if they're having as much of a struggle as I'm now having. And I also think how I got a pass for literally decades of my life. And whatever the reason that I now am struggling to lose this weight, it doesn't matter. My doctors have all sorts of theories that maybe the head injury caused what they think in weight gain and loss is a God-given or genetically given set point. And my set point may have always been 175 pounds, and maybe my set point was readjusted to something north of 200. So that means if I want to get below that, I have to struggle with my weight, diet, and exercise like every other person that struggles with weight. So now I look at that person that struggles with their weight with a lot more empathy. And I don't think it should take personal struggle or a personal experience for a human being to have compassion for another. So I am much more sympathetic to this particular issue, but I'm also working that much harder to teach my kids that kind of empathy across the board. I think this lesson is my lesson, but it's also my opportunity to be a better parent and a better dad. And I am suggesting to you that when you next pass that homeless man or woman, or see that obese person struggling to get in and or out of their car, or just observe others with handicaps, walk a mile in their shoes before you make any judgments about them. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be right back.
Bruce Salin, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Salin, father of two. Bruce Salin, he knows what to do. Bruce Salin, A Dad's Point of View.